great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Great morning, Bailey. How you doing and feeling this morning?
I'm doing and feeling wonderful. How are you, Homer?
I'm blessed. I am blessed. Ready to take care of business this evening with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. They are a national night out, their third national night out. So we'll be on the lakefront.
Okay.
You know, and
doing it big on the lakefront?
Right. So we ain't going to get no rainstorms and no trees blowing over or nothing like that.
Nothing like that. All right. That's good.
A lot of resources, though, for the community and families.
Nice.
So come on down.
Yep.
Milwaukee Lakefront. You'll hear us.
Yeah.
You'll hear my music. But, oh, something going on over here. But, you know, it's always things going on the lakefront. It's just that if you're not within that community sometimes.
Right, you don't know.
You won't know. You'll drive down there and be like, why are there all these cars out here? What's going on down there? What's going on? So, you know, it might be a kite fest.
Exactly.
It's a bunch of different things that's always going on down at the lakefront. You'll be able to come and enjoy yourself, hear some great music, enjoy some great food, free food. And with these national night outs, they always make sure that the things that are there are free.
Right.
So you can go get, you know, maybe if they got nachos there, they're probably free.
Free.
If they got this, it's probably free. You're right. So excited about that. And again, shout out to Sheriff Dr. Danita Arbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, all of the deputies, all of her deputies, Braden and so many others.
Right.
They get the job done.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they are engaged in the community as well, which is important.
Absolutely.
Because some people have the attitude of, I don't care. Yeah, I don't like them, period. They're like, nah, everybody ain't bad. And I always bring this up, Bailey, that for people that feel like just whatever division or organization it is, it's just all bad. We're like, nope. Because you're the same person that if they lumped us in and just said all black people are bad, be like, no, I'm not them. You know, just like where you'll say, them your cousins, Homer, and I'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You always say, yep, they're mine.
Yeah.
Gotta get them. Because, I know.
Right. Absolutely. So the same way that some people would take offense and when you're labeled into a category or stereotype, you take offense. I mean, so let's not try to put it on all of them.
Right.
Just because you may have had a bad experience or you may have had a few bad experiences.
Exactly.
It's not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people do that, that always bothers me. I'm like, okay, I get it. Whatever that law enforcement officer did or whatever that one did. Yeah.
Yep.
But let them be held, you know, responsible. Let them, you know, have to go through what they need to go through. But don't put the bad light on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, some people just try to lump them in, but be mad when they get lumped in.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's I'd be hoping that people would think about it. Great morning to our YouTube page. Again, while you're there, hit that like and subscribe, that bell. We're on our road to 9,000 subscribers, and that all depends on you, Truth Nation. You know, sharing it and making sure that when people pop in that they hit the like and subscribe button.
Mm-hmm.
You can also watch us live on Facebook. Okay. Yeah, you can watch us live on Facebook.
We on Facebook.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Okay. I'm heading over.
Yeah.
I'm heading over to Facebook. Let me give this side eye. Let me see.
Yeah, Bailey, get ready to check.
What's popping.
Bailey, get ready to check. But it's all at 101.7 The Truth. Of course, you know, we appreciate
you. We was on there
you.
Chatting yesterday.
Yeah.
We was on there chatting on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And it's important. Like I say, you know, we be wanting people to understand that, yeah, we see you.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you because we know that you didn't have to log on, but you did. You took time out to do that, and it's important to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the call-in line, 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. 212-1017. We like to get you engaged with the conversation because in the end, we can all talk about it.
We know.
What are we going to
do? We know.
Okay.
Okay.
Baby.
What?
I can't. I cannot.
What?
So, you hear that what, y'all? You hear the what? Do y'all hear it now? I'm just saying. Do you notice that when I get that what, you know that it's something different going on?
No.
So here we go. Early in the morning.
No.
Bailey.
What?
Order in the studio.
Listen, it's too early for that.
All my life I had to fight.
Too early. I ain't even had my first sip of coffee and you playing in here.
You told her to lie to me. You told Harpo to lie to me. I love Harpo. Lord knows I do.
No, you don't. And she didn't either.
Bailey!
What?
We're in the studio. You're starting out.
What? Everything's okay.
Now? You good?
Huh?
You good? No? It's good? You said everything's okay.
So. No, not on Facebook, though.
Okay. It's just the stealthiness that you do your thing.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, decorum of like, you know.
There's decorum.
You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, you like, what? No, we're not. I'm like, damn. I'm like, okay. hey, when it comes to telling it like it is, you are right there. You are at the top. You like,
well, it's the truth. What?
This is what I'm saying. Like, you know, you can't fight that because it is, but it's just the way you bring it. You know what I mean? And I guess you can't bring the truth anyway but the truth, right?
Right.
Okay.
Listen.
Yes.
I just need to.
You need the woosah?
I just need a little sip.
Ah,
we'll okay. see.
All right, which mug you got?
Well, I have just a plain paper cup this morning right now.
Okay,
just a plain paper
okay.
cup.
See what we not gonna do? see, you don't get away with that, right? You don't get away with that. You know why?
Why?
Because
it's
you'll be
early.
Late. Nah. The mug should be there. I travel.
I got the mug.
Where is it at?
It's right there in my backpack.
Okay.
But listen,
pull it out.
I will.
Now.
Relax.
No.
Relax.
No.
Relax. No.
You'll always be like, no, where baby gavel? Where baby gavel?
You don't never bring baby gavel.
That's
no
a lie.
It's always in the daycare. Always in the daycare.
That's a lie. I have ended up getting a whole.
Around the bag.
Listen.
With the baby gavel in there.
Listen, not only baby gavel, you know what I'm saying? But also. I ain't playing no games. I ain't playing no games.
Baby girl,
yeah. So this is what I'm saying. If I can end up purchasing a pouch to make sure that I can bring all the gavels, then surely I should be able to say, where's your mugs? Your black might be hurting because you got a lot of them.
I got a lot of them. It's
and I got a lot of gavels.
And if I
can do my thing,
there are at least three.
See, she learned today. That's all I'm saying. She learned this morning.
There are at least three in my backpack right now.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
At least three.
Show them.
I'm not pulling all of them out.
Oh, but you challenged me to, where's baby gavel?
They're all in there.
That's all I'm saying. They ready. You stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. So now, there, Bailey.
Y'all, he trying to challenge me this morning.
And winning.
Not really.
What?
Not really.
If you can't pull out all the mugs, then I'm winning.
I got all the mugs.
No.
I got three.
No, I got three of them. See, how many do you have?
Well,
If
you want to be technical.
Yeah, let's be technical. Because you got them espresso ones, too.
Yeah.
You got them with you?
Yeah, they are in the
bag. All right, bring them up. Bring them out. When we come back, after we go take care of these bills, I want you to have them all out. Yeah, look at that look.
Why?
Look at that look. The same way that you be
listen, I got to wrap them up and get some things.
I got a pouch.
Yeah, you got a pouch.
That's right.
The mugs are different.
Well, you knew that. You ain't getting no passes with this one. Where they at? People took time.
Yes, they did.
To present you with those mugs.
They are appreciated.
They should be on display.
You know what?
You should say great morning to all of them every morning.
Maybe Sierra can work this out for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a special
case
table in here or something that is like right off. So mm-hmm. people could see.
Okay.
And we.
So is this another internal affair? Yeah, listen.
I said Sierra.
I know.
Sierra Brown.
Baby. We didn't get started. We ain't even got started.
What?
There it is. To know. When Bailey is on one,
I am not.
You're gonna hear her say,
"Listen,
the innocent." I do that? But her word for it is, "What? Like, I didn't do anything.
I didn't."
Okay, all right. You know, there's a word for that. It's called denial.
Not in denial.
Was that for she's not or she is? Which one was that for, Xavier? And great morning to our producer, Xavier.
She is in denial.
All right. So you are in denial.
I am not in denial.
Hey, it's been co-signed. So with that being said, we're going to take care
of... He's just on your side this morning. Oh, y'all was in here. Oh, y'all was in here man bonding this morning.
So now... See what I'm saying? There you go. See? Now, in the words of the late D'Angelo Bailey, how does it feel?
Whatever.
I'm just saying. That's the truth.
See, whatever.
All right, so now I got to get ready to take us to break.
whatever, y'all.
When we return.
Playing.
ain't no fun when the... Truth got the gun. All right. When we return, we'll talk about the fact that it's now being brought to the attention that pure and simple fraud. The Marquette poll director discusses fake polls released during the Wisconsin primary.
See?
So now all of a sudden we're finding out.
See?
And also there's a conversation from a community talking about the proposed Milwaukee gas station on Burleigh Street on Houghton and Burleigh. It raises concerns among neighbors. And so we'll talk about those things when we return. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We got to take care of these bills, and we'll be back with Bailey's Mugs.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And, you know, she's going through a little denial right now, but, you know, we're going to work it out. We're going to work it out. We're going to work it out.
I'm going through denial on what? What am I denying? Since we're here.
You know, well, you know, how many mugs do you have out?
Well, right now, I just have my espresso set
I
pulled out.
That's it?
No. Be blessed, be joyful, be happy, and faith.
Right.
All right here.
Okay.
All right here.
Where's the Queen Bee mug?
Alone, that's four.
Okay, no. Where's the Queen Bee mug? That's a set.
Whatever.
What? That's like pulling out a spice rack. Look, how many is in the spice rack? No. It's called a spice rack, not racks. So, singular. So, yeah.
We'll pull out the others.
I don't think she'll be able to pull them all out, but she'll be able to pull out a few, maybe.
I told you I had three with me.
Yeah, but how many do you actually have?
Oh.
Yeah, there we go. That's where I was going. Welcome.
5, 6 total?
Yeah, you can't even count them because they're not all with you.
No, I can't. I can't. My back would be hurting at that
point. That's all I'm saying, Bailey.
Your things, you got a little pouch.
Listen, Bailey.
You put little things in there.
You're talking about a man that has said that he is pursuing. Because I always hands.
You have 5 gavels?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you can put them all in that little pouch you got.
It's a nice size. It's a little oversized pouch because all of them to fit.
Okay.
And then I have the one this way, one that way, one this way, one that way.
I got to have a whole backpack.
And?
That one.
And you got it.
That one, that very first one is huge.
That's right.
Huge.
I need to see all of them every morning.
No, that's not.
So it's not going to be in your cup.
That's not
going to
happen.
Okay,
that's not going to happen.
So don't challenge me.
Not every morning.
With all my gavels.
Not every morning.
Okay.
Not every morning.
Don't challenge me with all my gavels.
You going to bring all your gavels every
morning? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why I got the pouch.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not. I can't do that. My back will be hurting.
Really, Bailey? You forced me to do that because you would be like, "Where the other ones at?" And I'm like, I brought this one and I brought that one.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, where the rest of them at? No.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So now you have me where I'm already talking about I had to give in to the concerns of my right hand. like, you know what? I'm left-handed, right?
Right.
But
me too.
I don't know why the carpal tunnel wanted to set in the right hand. But I'm glad it's not my dominant left hand.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So remember, I've been going through the things to work on it and now had to do the nerve test before you get the carpal tunnel surgery. But with the technology now, people that used to have to get carpal tunnel surgeries, it took them months, sometimes a year to kind of recover. Now, because of the microscopic and them being able to go in with a little camera and all that. They know exactly where they're going.
Uh-huh.
And your recovery time is much less. Like, you're able to return to work, like, the next day.
Oh, wow.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're only in the office. The longest part of the surgery is they got to put you under.
Okay.
But it's in the office.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
They make the actual surgery part only takes, like, 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Done.
Wow.
Now you just got to wake up because you don't want to be woke while they in there.
Yeah.
Like, hold on, you on my nerves. You getting on my, that's the true definition of you getting on my nerves. You know what I'm saying? So I'm already, you know, going through the thing and I'm trying to teach myself like, okay, if I had to do all of these things, you never realize how the other hand, it's like people, that if you don't have a thumb,
uh-huh.
it's so much stuff that you really can't do.
Yeah.
You can learn to adapt to it.
Yeah.
But you find out how much you need your thumb.
Right. You find out how much you need all your parts, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I've been doing things to be like, okay, for 5 to 6 days, how will I, you know, navigate? Can I still drive? I'm left-handed, so yeah, I can still drive. But then when you got to shift gears, you got to be like, okay, let me foot on the brake. reach over, but I've been doing all the things.
All the things.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm preparing myself to make sure that I'm good.
Good.
So
you know, don't be like me.
What's that?
I had knee surgery. They told me I'd be able to go back to work the next week.
Knee, I'm not yet. Knee, if it was a knee surgery for me.
They said, you'll be good.
Nah.
About a week.
I'm going to take my time off.
I was like, okay, a week.
Give me some time to learn how to work this scooter. Well, you know?
They said a week on crutches. I was like,
yeah.
Crutches? I don't know about crutches.
Yeah, no.
But we're going to teach you.
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you something.
I wouldn't come back till I can walk in a boot.
Let me tell you something. It was so... I was cracking myself up
mm-hmm.
because, you know, I like to shop and stuff. So I'm going into Target, Walmart, using the little cart things, you know, that you could drive yourself around in.
Mm-hmm.
It was a shame how I was knocking over all the end caps and stuff. Kid was like, Mom, no, just sit in the car, make a list.
But yeah,
I was like, I want to shop. No, 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 bad idea.
So, all right. So, we want to go into this story and then talk about it more. And again, on the Truth Call in line 833-212-1017, I want to make sure that the call is associated with where we're going right now. I don't know where. Okay, we'll find out. We'll be going to a break before we can go to the line. But pure and simple fraud. Marquette poll director discusses fake poll that was released during the Wisconsin primary. So we have an audio clip from CBS 58 that we're going to play for this particular story. And then
I have questions.
Yeah, I know. So that's why we're going to play the clip and come back and discuss it. Or should we just wait till we come back and go to the break? Okay, all right. So we're going to do the clip. If you're watching us on YouTube and soon Facebook Live, you'll be able to watch it. Oh, it's up now. Okay, Facebook Live is
okay,
up.
Okay, now. Look,
Bailey, getting ready to go check it. All right, so we're going to play this clip, and we definitely need to discuss this because it was a point and topic of discussion during the election. So we'll play that clip now from CBS 58.
Earlier this week, a bogus polling company called Median Strategies shut down its operations, saying its polls in Wisconsin and other states were completely made up.
Yeah, it's concerning stuff. A message posted at the company's website said polls showing Francesca Hong ahead in the primary race by double digits were fake and were created as a short-term social experiment. Now, we do want to say CBS 58 did not use or share the company's polls during the primary campaign on any of our channels. There was no mention of who was behind the fake polls or why, but it's raised questions about the influence polls can have regardless of their reliability. In Ozaukee County tonight, Dr. Charles Franklin, the director of the Marquette Law Poll, talked about the role that polls could play in the race for governor.
But we're all vulnerable to fraud. And that's what this is. It's pure and simple fraud committed on the American public by putting out a truly fraudulent poll.
Now, Franklin said the first Marquette Law poll of the general election season is in the field to gauge how voters feel about David Crowley and Tom Tiffany. That poll is expected to be released 1 week from today, next Wednesday.
Well, the proposed.
Yeah. So we will definitely come back to talk about that. You know, when I say you're going to learn today, things like this is what I'm talking about. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We're going to take care of some bills, and we'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for True Family Fest this Saturday, August 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Interested in volunteering? Visit the Truth Family Fest website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete the volunteer form or by emailing Sierra, C-I-E-R-R-A, .Brown at MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations, Truth Family Fest, this Saturday, August 22nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee, DCWS, AB Core Core, Ascension, and Tap In MKE.
Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome, Black. That is going to be a very exciting Saturday this Saturday.
Yeah.
At the Riverside University High School.
Make sure you're there.
Yep. Yep. Doors open at 11 a.m.
And we.
Yeah, we're going to be there to welcome them.
And we going to kick everything off, Homer.
That's right. 11 to noon.
Yes.
You got us.
You got us. We will be there.
In the
we
morning.
We want all of y'all to come out. We want to take pictures. We want to hang out. We want to kick it with you. We got a whole hour.
I ain't taking no pictures.
Xavier will not be with us. And Homer, you what?
I'm not taking no pictures.
Why not?
I'll be in pictures, but I'm not taking them.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Yeah. Gotcha.
We'll be in pictures with you.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Whatever, Homer.
Be like, and Ray Nitty would say, don't go nowhere. I'm not going to take the pictures, but I'll be in the pictures.
Okay.
Like, hey, can I get a picture? Yeah.
We got a whole hour.
But you
got to
push the button.
Yeah, we got a whole hour, y'all.
There you go.
So we're going to be there.
And then I got to go make sure somebody's wedding and the reception go great.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So get there early. And that'll be a great kickoff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just be lined up. Be like, I'm here for.
Y'all come out now.
There it is.
We want to see everybody. If you're listening right now, we want to see you.
Yeah.
We want to hang with you. We got a whole hour out there.
Like my friend Stevie Wonder, you know, we want to see everybody.
Yep. We want to. Anyway.
You just caught it.
Listen.
Stealth.
Listen.
We're going to go back to our topic.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before we go back to our topic, I want everybody to notice I do have the three coffee mugs that I said. Well, I got my espresso mugs.
Mm-hmm.
I got my faithful servant.
Uh-huh.
And I got my hello, Shay Shay Foo Foo.
Right. So that's
good. We all here.
Not all of them, but
no,
those are here.
Those are here.
There you go. Okay, so now we can get Black to the topic.
Okay.
And the truth call in line 833-212-1017.
Are you happy, Homer?
Yes, I am. I am. I'm slightly happy.
If we could pull the camera out so everybody could see.
Well,
when
you know,
get a chance.
Okay.
Xavier.
Okay. Now sometimes when he move the camera
move
itself.
I just need you
be
to
like,
move
hold
it
on.
Out.
I ain't got no arm.
I just I can just show everybody.
There you go.
There's one.
There you go. I'm standing on business this morning.
There's two.
There we go.
And look, I don't think you guys have seen these because you couldn't really see. You could only see the top one.
Mm-hmm.
But there we go. That's the whole.
You travel around with all those cups?
I just have them. I have them in my backpack right now. Usually.
Not all
I
of
only,
them. She carried those.
Usually I only have one.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Today.
Sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, I know, right?
Especially with glass.
They're secure. Yeah. I wrap them up and everything. That's why Homer wanted me to bring all of them. I was like,
you
I
wanted me to bring all my gavels.
Well, that's different.
And now,
this is different. Yeah, exactly. Cups are different.
You got a little bag for your gavel. Those cups can break.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I am not going to take this. But anyway, let's go back to the real situation with this fake polls that were happening.
Yes.
And I
want to talk about this.
We'll end up going to Eastside Corey in a moment. Hopefully.
Now, one of these polls, was it a Marquette poll?
Yes, Marquette poll.
So, mm-hmm. Marquette.
So, no, yeah, it said the Marquette poll director discusses the fake poll that was released during the Wisconsin primary. So amidst all of the different polls that we were seeing, there was this one company that released the poll. And CBS 58 said they didn't show the poll that was released by this company.
Right.
And so that particular Median Strategies is the company, the polling company, that was producing these fake poll numbers.
Okay.
And it ended up shutting down its operations, saying polls it released in Wisconsin and two other states were completely fabricated.
Wow.
And people, a lot of people really take these polls seriously.
Yeah, but who, I thought the poll was affiliated with Marquette.
Well, as it said, CBS News clearly separated itself from it, saying they did not use or share the company's polls during the primary campaign.
Okay.
And there was no mention of who was behind the fake polls or why they were created, but the situation raised questions about the influence that polls can have regardless of their reliability. In Ozaukee County Wednesday evening, Dr. Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette Law School poll, discussed the role polling can play in elections. And he said, while the fake polls were exposed fairly quickly, the incident highlights the potential. So they, Marquette Law School poll kind of like came out and said, like, no, it wasn't us that released the poll.
Right, but their poll.
It was Median Strategies.
Everybody's polls.
But they polls
similar,
were yeah, and that's where I'm going with it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, hold on, y'all look like y'all,
was in collusion.
Yeah, because y'all had them same numbers too.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all had those, so if it wasn't, producer Xavier has a comment. Great morning again, Xavier. What's your truth?
I don't think the particularly speaking about the Marquette poll, I don't think it was off that much. Because you think about it, Francesca Hong was at like, what, 38, 39%? She ended up getting 40% of the vote. I don't think, and then people, they just couldn't calculate it for, they couldn't calculate for the undecided. You know what I mean? I think the undecided decided really within like the last week or two when they, you know, when, you know, Tony Evers and, Crowley went on their tour together. I think that's when the undecided came together and, you know, decided on Crowley. But yeah, like I'm saying, like technically they weren't really, the Marquette poll wasn't wrong about where Hong finished at with the vote because she was, I mean, she was in within the margin of error.
Yeah. So then that would be really to say, though, that this fake poll was in the margin of error.
Well, we have to see what the numbers
are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It had the double digits, too.
I think, you know, they might have been right about the Francesca Hong portion because as we see the results. But they were definitely off about the David Crowley thing.
Absolutely.
You know, and the possibility.
That part. That
I
part.
Mean, so it's just interesting. You know, and people do what they want to do for the reasons that they want to do it, right?
Yeah, but it's also the curse of it, in my opinion, is the fact that you already have a lot of people, in my opinion, that choose not to vote.
Yeah.
We already have a lot of people that say everything is rigged.
Yeah.
Including the orange man.
Yeah.
Even though he won. But so, like, when he won, it's like, so was all that rigged then? Are you saying that you're really not our president?
Right.
You know, so when you already have a community that we fight amongst each other to talk about the importance of your vote, and when some of them say, well, this ain't this anyway, and then certain things like this come out, it gives them, you know, it makes them stick their chest out more. Like, see, I told you. That's why I don't vote. You know, all that stuff is rigged. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So instead of using it as like, you know what, did we, those of us who support David Crowley, did we end up getting and finding out the truth, even though there were things that were set into motion to go against him?
Yeah.
Yes, we did. So it goes to show that, yeah, despite all of that, we can still achieve.
Right.
So when we fight so hard, I know I do verbally with a lot of people that end up saying, nah, because I ain't going to, why, what is it going to do? And then as soon as they're going through things because of politicians' decisions,
right,
now they got a problem with that.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the truth call-in line at 833. Why, don't laugh, Bailey. I'm trying to say straight face. I've been trying. Really? 833. Bailey!
What?
There you go. 833-212-1017. Eastside, Corey, great morning. We love you. We appreciate you. What's your truth as it relates to this? Eastside, Corey, you there? All righty. Okay. Yeah, we're not hearing anything. All right. We'll try you, Black. You know, we didn't hear anything. But, yeah, so, Bailey, what do you think about, like, my thoughts on how things like this help push some of the other people who already don't want to be a part of the process?
Yeah, you know what? If they're complaining and they don't want to be a part of the process, then they just don't want to be a part of the process. People find excuses and reasons not to do things all the time.
But does this help their narrative when some people be like, for real? That's where I'm going.
You know, I mean, it could if they're negative and they want to see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, who wants to argue with somebody that can't see anything positive about going out and doing the right thing anyway?
Well, I'm going to tell you,
you know,
the polls damn sure enough had me nervous.
They had so me that's real where nervous.
Going. So that's but, where I'm going about that. That's the point that I'm making.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So even
did.
If you are going to still be a part of the process of voting.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
You still, you know, so you still got to.
That's where I'm going.
But the thing that I was leaning on was that 34% that came through. That was undecided.
Mm-hmm.
There was still a huge amount of people.
Yep. And the numbers were
undecided.
Higher than that before the last
yeah,
couple
you're
of
right.
weeks.
You're right. You're
it was
right.
like 40-something percent.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, you know what? And what Sherwin said was correct. He was, I got to, you know, give credit to Sherwin. Sherwin said people are looking for a reason to vote for David Crowley.
Yep, they absolutely.
And he
and
said.
Still.
And still. And mm-hmm. he said, and if David can make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Then guess what? He'll do fine. And Sherwin was right.
Absolutely. Producer Xavier, you had a comment you wanted to make before we go to break? Or you want to save it till after we come back?
I'll save it till we come back.
All right. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We got to take care of these bills and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Homer Blow. Join Cousins Club Rewards today. Grab your first sub and your next one could be free. After your first qualifying purchase, you'll earn a free sub and start collecting points for free food, exclusive deals, and even Cousins gear. Sign up today. It's fast and easier than ever on the Cousins Sub app. Earn points online, on the app, or in store. However you enjoy Cousins Subs, your rewards are right at your fingertips. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. I'm a club sub. Cousins with a strawberry shake. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl.
Bailey Coleman.
And we're currently talking about these polls that, yeah. But Xavier, our producer, had a comment that he wanted to make. What's your truth?
No, I was just with the polls and stuff like that, you know, with these last couple of primaries that's happened in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the Abdul Syed race, they had him up by 11 points before the race happened, and he only ended up winning by 1 point. And then in Minnesota, another progressive, Peggy Flanagan, she's running for Senate. They only had her up by like three, like it was like close, it was like It was within the margin of error, and she ended up winning by 27 points.
Wow.
And yeah, so, like, what I think we're dealing with unprecedented times because we have, like, a lot of unlikely voters coming out to vote because the primary for you know, governor, this was the highest turnout for a primary since 2002.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of the polls, a lot of the pollsters that are going around, they're not able to calculate the unlikely voter, you know, the people that mm-hmm. the untraditional voter. Because mm-hmm. I feel like during a lot of these races, a lot of these people are bringing out people that don't normally come out to vote for primaries and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Right.
So I think it's hard for them to calculate, you know, what's going on. Obviously, this one poll that we're talking about is fake. But I'm just talking about just all the more, you know, what we call, like, the more legitimate polls, why they've been off. Mm-hmm. It's because it's hard for them to calculate all these unlikely voters that are coming out now. Because even in Michigan, there was record turnout for their primary for that Senate race.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Minnesota. So
right.
Yep. I really think it has to do with the political climate these days.
Mm-hmm.
And the orange man being in office and the Republicans doing what they're doing or not doing
mm-hmm.
in the House and the Senate. I think people are finally starting to wake up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's why you see so many non-traditional voters out there, people that vote outside of the presidential election time. Because I know people. And I'm sure you probably do, too. They only get it together to vote for the presidential elections.
Yeah, but I speak out against that all the time because, again, although the presidential election is important, our state and local elections are even more important, in my opinion. But to remind people about this before we talk about this gas station, in Ozaukee County, Wednesday evening, August 19th, Dr. Charles Franklin, who, again, is the director of the Marquette Law School poll, discussed the role polling can play in elections. He said, while the fake polls were exposed fairly quickly,
mm-hmm.
the incident highlights the potential impact of fraudulent polling. We're all vulnerable to fraud, Franklin said, and that's what this is. It's pure and simple fraud committed on the American public by putting out a truly fraudulent poll. Franklin said the Marquette Law School poll of the general election season is now in the field to gauge how voters feel about Democratic nominee David Crowley and Republican nominee Tom Tiffany. That poll is expected to be released on Wednesday, August 26th. And you can just bet that it's going to be under scrutiny now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It should be.
It's going to be under scrutiny. So yeah, that was a whole situation. Another situation that is up now. There's a proposed Milwaukee gas station here in Milwaukee on Burleigh Street,
mm-hmm.
but it's raising some concerns among neighbors that are in that community.
Really?
But this is what neighbors look like. This is what it means to come together.
Right. This is what should be happening.
Absolutely. And, you know, a proposal to reopen a gas station near Burleigh and Houghton Street is drawing mixed reactions from neighborhood residents.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe we have a clip on that, CBS 58 as well. So if we can get our producer Xavier to play that clip and we'll talk about it and it may take us up into the next hour as well.
Okay.
All right. We'll play that clip now.
Well, the proposed reopening of a gas station on Burleigh and Houghton in Milwaukee is causing some controversy among residents. Yeah,
Andy Bernhardt was at the meeting tonight addressing the community's concerns.
This lot here has been empty for around 2 years, and now new owners say it could be open in as soon as 2 months, something that's causing concerns for neighbors.
This will help bring stability, it will bring fresh food, it will bring jobs. More taxes, no more taxes mean better services. My concern is 24/7.
Neighbors called this lot on Burleigh and Houghton an eyesore, known for trouble. Last year, new owners bought the lot, and now they're preparing to renovate and reopen the space this year. However, the owner's business license application proposes the store be open 24 hours. Neighbors say that's a major safety concern.
Because we found out that 24/7 has a terrible record of attracting people that come in, don't give a damn. They come in from clubs and bars. So if we can eliminate that, that will help bring stability.
Most who live in the neighborhood say they aren't against the gas station setting up shop, but want to see those hours cut down. They say the corner has been known for crime, and they don't want the gas station attracting trouble. The owners say they will have 32 security cameras installed directly linked to MPD and an armed bodyguard for safety. However, they aren't against compromising with their community.
A business is successful if the community is more involved in it. It's for them, so we will definitely take that into consideration and propose new timings to oppose the 24/7.
The owners will present their proposal on September 4th at the License Committee hearing. In Milwaukee, Andy Bernhardt, CBS 58 News.
You know, and that was from CBS 58 News. I'm happy that they are willing to listen to the neighbors and the residents of that community.
Absolutely.
I think that not being open 24/7 to scale back to close at midnight or something like that, I believe that that is absolutely crucial able to get the support of the residents to say, okay.
Yeah.
And it's also crucial that they got 32 cameras that are directly connected with the Milwaukee Police Department.
There you go.
So even if you're during the day out there trying to sell your drugs or do any other scamming, You there. They got the footage away.
Perfect location for some flock cameras.
Hashtag that part.
I know y'all hate those.
Stealth.
But I got to tell you. I know y'all hate those. But I got to tell you. In some circumstances, situations.
You know, I'm
it's the right thing.
Let's flock. I'm telling you.
Let's flock all over.
That's it. That's it. Because, again, although that they're talking about there's another misuse from law enforcement on a flock camera. Listen, the amount of successful things that have been discovered.
Right.
You know, to me, it really you don't want to see it misused, period. I get it.
Yeah.
But the amount of good that they have done.
Yeah.
To me, outweighs those instances that you can really count on one hand. Of where they were abused and misused.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think throwing the whole system out because there were some people that did take advantage of it the wrong way, I don't think it outweighs the success that we've had. The way that they were able to catch Thomas Zollicoffer, the one that ended up killing three people, two on 21st and Pierce and one on 39th and Townsend.
Uh-huh.
Flock cameras were instrumental in that.
Right.
And in other cases, even I believe with this 18-year-old girl with the homicide of the road rage incident.
Right.
It was flock cameras that caught that car.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't, you know, I feel sorry for the people who flock cameras were used to invade their privacy and do all of that. I do, but I believe that they are definitely doing more good than they are harm.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my personal opinion.
Same here.
Legendary Home of Blow.
Uh-huh.
We got to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.